As a Jewish baseball fan, I never tire of finding signs in the Torah that speak to America's pastime. There is Abraham preparing to sacrifice Isaac, David striking out Goliath, and, my favorite, the opening words of Genesis, which with the proper inflection, read, in the beginning. The next time Bereshit appears, I am sure to reflect on the ninth-inning home run by Miguel Rojas and the catch by Andy Pages in the seventh game of last year's World Series. My passion for sports extends well beyond baseball, and I cringe when I hear someone say that being a fan is a frivolous activity. Sports bring us together in a remarkable way, while creating lifelong memories. Wherever I may be, I know that I can connect with pretty much anyone by talking sports, from cricket in India to F1 in Italy. I think often of all those times at Shea Stadium when my dad and I cheered on our hapless Jets and our even more hapless Mets. What joy we shared when Magic struck in 1969, first with the Jets winning the Super Bowl and then the Mets winning the World Series. Talk about miracles. That is up there with the parted sea. I have passed along that devotion to my children, as they root with my wife and me for the Patriots, Bulls, Dodgers, Lakers, White Sox and yes, alas, the Mets. Fortunately, we have long ago renounced the Jets. And then there are college sports, where I follow dozens of Northwestern and Williams teams, and my beloved USC Trojan football. People used to tell me that they understood supporting college teams, but not professional ones. As Jerry Seinfeld put it, rooting for a professional team is like cheering for laundry. The players regularly change jerseys, moving from team to team at their convenience. College athletes in high-profile sports such as football and basketball, to the contrary, are students, living in the dorms and studying in the library. Yeah, right, now that college athletes can be paid, often making more than they could earn in the pros, and transfer from school to school chasing dollars and playing time, they don't exactly have the full collegiate experience. Good for the UCLA women, who won the national championship in basketball with five seniors in their starting lineup. Quite the contrast with the starters at Michigan, the men's national champion, all of whom were transfers. After the final buzzer, one of the Michigan stars pointed out that while some labeled them mercenaries, they played hard and succeeded at the highest level. All true. It isn't just viewing college and professional sports that bonds a family, it's watching your kids play as well. My wife and I spent countless hours sitting in folding lawn chairs as our children played tennis. And nothing I have ever done has exceeded the joy I felt coaching my son in Little League. Even a number of prominent rabbis have extolled the virtues of sports participation and fandom. Rabbi Harold Kushner wrote that sports, like Judaism, teaches you to accept imperfection while striving for improvement. The best team in modern baseball history lost almost one of every three games. According to Rabbi Kushner, the goal is not to win every game but to win more than you lose, and if you do that often enough, in the end you may find you have won it all. Resiliency has been a mainstay of the Jewish people. Maybe that is one reason why so many of us love sports. Jonathan Sachs used to tell the story about how shortly after he was elected chief rabbi of England, he and the newly selected Archbishop of Canterbury discovered that they were both passionate Arsenal fans. They attended a game together against their hated rival, Manchester United, and witnessed Arsenal's worst home defeat in over 60 years. A national newspaper reported that if the Archbishop and chief rabbi couldn't deliver an Arsenal victory, perhaps God did not exist. To the contrary, replied Rabbi Sachs, it just proves that God is a Man U fan. Pope Leo and I both love the White Sox. I hope to see him at a game one day. The peanuts are on me. Morton Shapiro served for more than 22 years as president of Northwestern University and Williams College. He taught almost 7,000 undergraduates over his more than 40 years as an economics professor.